Welcome, everybody, to the Competition Archery Media Podcast, where we explore all things pertaining to competition archery. I'm your host, PJ Riley, and with us today we have from one of our brand new sponsors this year. We got Justin Gorman from OMP and Elevation. Justin, thanks for being here.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Justin, first off, we certainly appreciate OMP and Elevation coming on to be one of the CAM sponsors this year. That is incredible. For the folks out there, you know, we see Elevation stuff all over the tournament scene, but for folks out there who maybe haven't heard about Elevation and OMP, tell us a little bit about what you guys are about.
Yeah, so we really started Elevation a couple of years ago because we felt there was a place in the market for a new quiver, and that's where we started it, and we ended up coming out with the Nerve, got a lot of traction, and then, you know, obviously you start building from there, and we create a line of products in soft goods that really complements target archery.
So all you meant to do was start out with a quiver.
Right. Well, we didn't overcomplicate it from the beginning. And like, we had OMP, which was really an essentials line of products, but we knew we could do something cooler and better. So yeah, the brand started out of really one concept, one idea. And then once we did that, you know, no looking back, and we just kept going on with newer and cooler products and kept branching off. And then it is, you know, became what it is today.
Yeah, that is awesome. Tell us about some of the Elevation stuff. Like, what is it, the cases and quivers that you guys have? I mean, they hit all the check boxes that target archers are looking for. When you're building these things, what is it that you're looking for to put into these products?
Well, so number one is honestly visually appealing. It's got to pop off your hip. I mean, it's not an overly complicated problem, especially in the quivers, right? You're carrying around 12 or, you know, whatever, two dozen arrows. So it's not an overly complicated product. So we start with just making it be that when a guy walks by and you're wearing that, we want it to stand out. And we started there. And then as we get into the actual functionality of it, then we started bringing in things like our carbon point plate and some things that beyond the visuals actually provide some performance differences and some durability differences. Another thing Elevation has always tried to do is listen to our consumers and the feedback that we're getting. And where that came from was the Nerve is great, but it's small compared to what some people want to carry, especially on a 3D course. So it didn't have a wide enough opening here to be able to carry enough arrows that some guys wanted. Plus, it seems like, you know, people are carrying way more things than what they need these days as far as tools and optics, accessories, and everything goes. So it just didn't have the storage either. So we built the metal around the Nerve platform, but more for the 3D archer who's going to be on the course all day.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's amazing to see how much stuff people carry out there. And then when you simplify and you think it down, well, they're shooting one arrow at a time.
Yeah. my hunt pack's the same way. I take about a 30-pound hunt pack out to sit for 3 hours. I have no idea why I do that either.
Ah, that's awesome. And then OMP, I think you said you have two new products this year. Tell us about those tools, I believe.
Yep. So the tools is an area of OMP that we've really grown in, and it really started with the VersaCradle. The VersaCradle really is the foundation of all really work that you're going to do when you're tuning a bow. So we started building tools that complement that. And new for this year is our third level axis leveler. And so what it is this flat area is meant to use with the VersaCradle. So the actual clamp of the VersaCradle would come down on this just like you would on the limb of a bow. And then you mount your sight right here. And then using the VersaCradle in this system, you can get perfectly level and adjust your axes. And then for third axis, you can get it 45 degrees on your VersaCradle and then do your third axis.
So rather than having your whole bow in the vise there, you can just put your sight in it.
Correct. Because, nice. I mean, putting it on the bow and doing it that way is, you know, depending on who you're talking to as far as techniques, one of the better ways to do it. But it's also really, really tough to get that bow perfectly level in the vise, because the bow levels and arrow levels that are typically out there, that works when it's straight up and down. But when you get it to a 45, it's a lot harder. So this enables you to get very, very similar results with knowing you're perfectly level.
Yeah, definitely. I love the Versa Cradle, by the way, especially the Microtune one. That thing is awesome.
Yeah, that one took a while. We were working on the or thinking about the Microtune for probably about 3 years before we actually came out with it. But we were just really trying to figure out on how to do it and what features to put into it. But that one was a long time coming.
Yeah, for people who haven't played around with one or worked with a bow vise, you're sitting there. I mean, it's your bow, which, you know, if you got a TRX-40, that's a big bow to have in there to try and level back and forth, you know, top heavy. And so you'd get it just a little bit close and have to move it around a little bit. And then with the Microtune, you can just get it in there and turn these dials. And boy, it just puts that bow exactly where you want it. That thing is awesome.
Our True Center LAT, this is built off of a prior design that we had, which is just the standard True Center. But what's new about it is this year we added these levels in it. And what that does is it serves as a bow level itself. So it mounts right into your sight bushings, just like it would. And then you have your horizontal and vertical levels here to get your bow level in your vise. But we added some multi-tool features to it to make it more of a multi-purpose tool than just simply a leveler.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure you guys are seeing it too. It seems like more and more people are getting into doing their own things like that, working on their own stuff, you know, home bow shops. You guys are probably seeing that too.
We are, and YouTube's made that a lot easier. I mean, you know, we definitely want to encourage people to you know, get a lot of that work done at dealers because it is really important. It's a lifeblood for a lot of those shops. But at the same time, when guys go to camp, you know, they're traveling at shoots, being able to do some of that work or fix a problem in the moment can keep you active at the shoot. But there are definitely people as well that do full-time shops, build outs in their basements and things like that.
Right, right. The elevation, your travel cases, those are the things that always catch my eye at the tournaments out there. Tell us about your cases. They are soft-sided cases, but they are airline grade. Give us a rundown of your cases there.
The Jetstream has been a very popular model for us in the last 2 years. We've done really well with that. But again, listening to consumer feedback is, as the bows have been getting longer at like the TRX, like you mentioned, it takes a really big case to get that in there. But not all the bows are. And with airlines and traveling and everything, you know, you want to keep it as compact as you can. So we did not make the original version to fit some of these longer bows. But they're gaining in popularity. So this year we came out with the Jetstream XL, which is a longer version that fits a 46 interior dimension cam to cam. And also we got some weight out of it. Cause again, as you're putting everything in here, getting hit with all those oversized charges at the airline. So we're down to 21 pounds here. So we've made it bigger and lighter in the new version. We're still selling the other one because we had to remove some features from the XL to get it to this size. The original Jetstream has like a clothing pocket, a standing mat, and some other comforts, I'd say, that we had to eliminate in order to get the bigger size.
And now when you guys are doing your testing, what kind of testing do you have to do to figure out what kind of abuse TSA people are going to put on those cases?
There's no substitute for shipping it. So we literally just pack it in a box. I know when we did the original Jetstream, I think it went to France and back on one of the first journeys that we put it on. But other than that, we just throw it into the system and let them beat it up. It's the it's probably the easiest testing method we could do, to be honest with you. We just put it in a box and wait for it to come back.
And send it out there. That's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that. Well, for elevation and OMP, talk about the importance of target archery to what you guys do and how you view, you know, trying to expand target archery, you know, get more people into it.
Well, for us, for elevation, we have a motto, and it's every shoot, every season. So we think target archery is ever increasingly becoming important. You know, the masses, there is more overall hunters in archery than target archery. But as hunting pressure on land becomes tougher to obtain, and, you know, just all the issues of why people are kind of seeing some just more harder to get access in the hunting world. Target archery is really a large portion of where the future of archery as a whole probably is going to go. Obviously, we all want to see hunting stay around, but getting people that currently are hunters to become target archers, go to some of these events, practice 3D, do all that. We see that as the way to help the sport continue to grow and get more people to be 365 archers, you know, target in the spring, hunting in the fall, and vice versa. So a lot of our products are built around that type of mentality of trying to entice some of those people that participate only in one discipline to try the other discipline in both ways.
Yeah, I know when I started shooting target archery, I don't know, late 80s or whatever, it was basically just something I did because bow season was over.
Yeah.
And I liked shooting my bow, so I wanted to shoot it some more. So, hey, let's do some indoor target archery. And I it's interesting. I wish I could get more people to, if they only knew how much fun that is. You know, I think some people get intimidated sometimes about, oh, it's a competition. I didn't care what I was doing back then. I was just shooting my bow and it was fun.
Right. Well, I think that right there is exactly it. So I don't think I've ever taken anyone on a 3D course and they walked away saying, man, I should do that less. Everyone, yeah. Like, they're all motivated afterwards. And like, oh, we should do this every week. We should do it more often. It's just the fact that, you know, it's taking the initiative and going out and doing it, and people get hooked on it once they actually start.
Yeah, gotcha. And now, Elevation, I know I've seen you guys having booths at the ASA tournaments. Where do you guys go? How do you get the word out about Elevation at events?
Yep. So this year's been a little tough with the COVID situation and everything, obviously. But historically, we've been at the NFAA, the ASAs, the IBOs, pretty much everything we can get our hands on and attend. We're there with a booth. We're taking Elevation and OMP, representing the products themselves, but also we're there with our pro staff, you know, and encouraging them and being part of it with them as well.
Yeah. I think you said you got 39 pros that you're
Correct.
Working with.
Yep.
That's incredible.
So I'll give Greg Mancini the credit there. He manages the pro staff. From his perspective, he kind of is involved and deals with them on a day-to-day level, and he's done a really good job of working with archers and getting people on board, for sure.
Yeah. Now, obviously, they're brand ambassadors. They're carrying, using your products out there as well. But I would also imagine they're giving you feedback about, hey, I'd like to see this thing do this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything we talked about earlier about why the metal exists, about the size and feedback on wanting to carry more items, and the jet stream with needing it to be lighter and being willing to sacrifice some of those features to get it, all came mostly directly from pro staff involvement.
Gotcha. Yeah. So now this year, Competition Archery Media, our ASA broadcasts, we're going on to the Sportsman's Channel. So that's going to be our biggest platform that we've ever been to. Elevation and OMP, you guys are coming on as sponsors. I'm guessing you're looking forward to getting out to maybe audiences that hadn't ever seen you before.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think being on the Sportsman's Channel is huge. It's just exposing more people to the sport as a whole. That's exactly what we need, and doing it on TV is the best place to do it. I mean, all the digital mediums are all great, but you know, there's still no substitute for TV, and it's good to see Competition Archery actually get some placement there.
Yeah, I was, you know, you can turn on the TV. Last weekend, I think I was flipping through and I saw disc golf. You know, hey, cool. For people who are into that, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I just keep thinking, there's a market for everything.
Yeah. I mean, cornhole's probably the world champion of TV sports these days.
Yeah.
But you and I and people who work in your company, everybody, we know how much fun archery is, first of all, but then also the skill of these pros is just unbelievable. And we'd like to see more people see that.
Yeah, I think you really appreciate it. One, I mean, getting exposed to it on TV and digital mediums is great, but when you see it in person and really when you try it and you think, oh, I'm going to hit that, you know, quarter size spot, and then you find out you're struggling to hit the target, you can really appreciate it.
That's the truth. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They make it look easy, but it's definitely not. It's like golf, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen, we've had some videos where, you know, they show like Levi Morgan shooting 50 yards, whatever, and he just misses the 12 ring, you know, by a half an inch, and we see all the comments from people. Ah, he ought to be able to hit that. He's a pro, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, yeah, there's probably not too many people who could make the shot that he just made right there.
Yeah. I remember one time actually sticks out that I was shooting with TJ Strakowski, who's on our pro staff and also works here with us. And it was nothing official. We were just, you know, in the backyard shooting some 3D targets. And I think his sight was only out to like, I think he might have had a 50 pin or something like that. And we had a 3D target. It was like 85 away. And he says, yeah, I bet you I can hit that. I'm like, no way. I mean, you'd literally have to guess. You'd be off the target with your pin. And he did it from 85, and he legitimately put it basically in the bullseye. And I asked him, like, come on, like, you can't do that twice. I'll bet you can't do it twice. And we didn't find out because the first one was so good, we left it rest at that one. But again, it just proves the skill level that those guys have, basically shooting it blind.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we want to show people out there. Get them to see, hey, this is, I mean, these are professionals. This is a level of shooting that we don't see other places. But then also to introduce them to, hey, you know, maybe you're not shooting at the pro level. You got a full-time job doing something else. But there's still competition out there you can go to. It's fun. You know, some people just have that competitive vibe in their blood that they just have to do it. Last year we met a retired pro baseball player. He shoots in the senior division at ASA's. I forget his name, but we asked him, we're like, well, you know, what are you doing out here? He's like, I just like competition, man. It's just something that I can't get rid of.
Yep. And the local archery clubs are perfect for that. I mean, you obviously have the big national tournaments and everything, but for guys like you're explaining to, a lot of local clubs do, you know, multiple 3D shoots a year and things like that. And you just got to kind of get in the know, or at your local pro shop, they'll know who the local clubs are and just talk to those guys and they'll point you in the right direction. And it's not high pressure competition. It's mostly just going out and having a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. What is your, if you know, what is your product line up to at Elevation? How many products do you have, OMP?
Well, in OMP, I know we're over 1,000 at the moment. OMP is a really SKU-intensive large line. For Elevation, I'm probably going to say we're in the 300 to 400 range with all the color iterations and everything.
Yeah, already. Wow, that's incredible. Yeah.
Might be probably around 300 for Elevation, but I know OMP is definitely over 1,000.
Yeah. What would you say your biggest seller is for Elevation these days?
It's still the Nerve. I mean, the Nerve is the tried and true winner there, the one that really founded the brand. We've expanded out really well with the cases, but the Quiver's definitely where it's at.
The Quiver's, still. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it puts those arrows right where you need them. You'd think that's not that difficult to figure out, but until you've played around with some other quivers, then you appreciate a good one.
Well, you might not be able to always hit it, but at least if you have an Elevation quiver, you'll look like you can.
Exactly. Hey, that's my game right there.
Yeah, me too.
I just walk around out there with all the stuff. People say, that guy looks like he knows what he's doing. Yeah,
that's right. That's half the battle right there.
Was there anything that you wanted to talk about that we didn't talk about? I do have a question at the end about where people can find stuff, but was there anything that you wanted to touch on?
Yeah, I'd say there's one cool thing we do. Elevation has a series on YouTube called the Above Standard Series. And what it does is it profiles certain people from our pro staff. And it gives you like a behind the look scenes at the pro archers, their lifestyle, where they came from, how they got started. And I think that's a cool story. They're 5-minute episodes, but it really shows you like the background of who these guys are. So the ones we've done so far is Garrett Ayersman, Emily McCarthy, Tim Hanley, and Tony Tazza. Each of them have unique stories that's definitely worth checking out. And it's just something that, you know, the people that are into this sport don't typically see the backside of it.
Where do you find those?
Just go to YouTube and go to the Elevation YouTube channel, and it's there as in one of the playlists.
Gotcha. Where can people find out more about Elevation? Both information and as well as like where can people buy this stuff?
So general information, we have a good YouTube channel and elevationequip.com. That's like the most immediate source. But as far as where to buy it, I would definitely encourage people to get to your pro shops. It's really important that we shop local and support those guys. So the products are available on elevationequip.com, but I'd rather have you buy through a pro shop any day.
Yeah. To go down a little rabbit hole in that vein, what are you hearing from pro shops? I mean, this was a tough year with limitations, travel, and how many people you can have in there. What are you hearing from your pro shops?
You know, overall, it's definitely positive. I know the first half of the year was a struggle with the tournaments being canceled in a lot of places, but it seems that a lot of places have rebounded. And as COVID kind of came around, people weren't doing the normal things. They weren't going to concerts and stuff. So they started to look at, you know, you got to spend your time somewhere. So the recreational things that you can do in your backyard definitely rebounded, and archery was one of them. So for all intents and purposes, anyone I talked to for the second half of the year has done really well, which is great to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely sales of equipment for people doing stuff at home. That was through the roof with archery equipment. Definitely lots of archery gear itself. There were some SKUs that we had trouble finding just because the demand was so high for them. And just going into Walmart trying to buy fishing stuff, that was next to impossible.
Yeah, anything outdoors got killed this year. Great for the industry, but like you said, the supply chain felt it for sure.
Yeah. All right, folks, that is another episode of the Competition Archery Media Podcast. Justin Gorman, we certainly appreciate your time today.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it as well.
All right, folks, the Competition Archery Media Podcast. You can find it on all the platforms where you find your favorite podcasts. Don't forget to go back through our library. We've got lots of material there from over the years. Thanks for joining us.